For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Netherlands on the top slot.
Things were jumping in Rock Hill just a few days ago as the city hosted the BMX World Championships, the latest sign of its growing reputation as a mecca for amateur sports. BMX for bicycle motocross drew competitors from dozens of nations. Rock Hill Communications Manager Katie Quinn said the city staff focused a lot of energy on the week-long races held on Rock Hill's new world-class track.
But we knew what the return on investment was going to be. A $13 million direct economic impact is nothing to sneeze at. So it was really exciting to help promote a world championship event with representatives from 48 countries and 3,700 riders and 20,000 spectators. So the time and effort that went into it has been well worth it.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, in first place, your world champion, Corbin Shaw from the USA!
Americans won the men's and women's elite world championships. World champion Corbin Shaw liked not only the track, but was impressed with the city's many sporting facilities.
It's unreal, the environment and everything going up around here that's geared towards sport and any kind of fitness for people to get out and race, even ride this BMX track, the Velodrome. Everything's easy access, easy to get to, and makes it easy to come here and compete. You know there's things around, you know there's stuff to do, and it's overall a great place.
Internationals were everywhere in Rock Hill for the week. Lana Shelton brought her 7-year-old son from Zimbabwe to compete and found the food and the city to her liking.
I find the American food is very deep fat fried, and the portions are huge compared to ours back home and reasonably priced.
You're liking it so far?
Loving it. Loving it.
Vito Balestra of France came to race in Rock Hill and, like Shaw, was impressed with the city's track.
Wonderful track. One of the best track I've ever rode in my life. The track is really hard, and it makes the speed is amazing here.
Patricia Galindo of Ecuador told what she found attractive about BMX.
It's a good opportunity for young people to develop their skills and provide them like a health opportunity to be young and enjoy what they have.
The event also attracted local residents. Winthrop University professor David Mueller saw the BMX championships as a way to expose his children to a sport they might someday enjoy.
We thought it'd be fun to bring the kids out. We have a couple of little kids, and we wanted them to see the kids' competition so they can see the kind of things they might do with their bicycles when they get a little older.
Mueller, Peel, getting it done in a hurry right now, Peel.
Mueller's wife, Anita Case, enjoyed hearing many languages and meeting people from around the world. She was also excited about what the championships mean for the city.
I think this is a real awakening for Rock Hill folks because I think a lot of people didn't realize how big it is to have this track here, and this really raises awareness here in our local community.
Quinn said she saw a lot of friendships being made among the athletes and remains amazed at the interest in the city shown by visitors from 48 countries.
People in Australia and France and Russia want to come to Rock Hill on vacation. You know, it's kind of a weird thing to consider as a resident. Sometimes it's hard to appreciate what you have in your own backyard until you have people from other countries wanting to be a part of it.
Quinn said BMX has returned to other sites for the World Championships and that a lot of people are interested in trying to get the races back to Rock Hill in future years.
USA! USA!
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.